Did you know that we're exposed to thousands of commercial messages every day? And are you aware that consumers tend to trust what influencers say about brands much more than what brands say about themselves?
When brands need to cut through the noise and reach consumers, influencer channels offer an unrivaled space to create genuine, meaningful dialogue and connect directly with consumers on their terms.
Welcome to Influencer Marketing Talks, a podcast brought to you by Cure Media, a leading influencer marketing company for fashion brands. This is your weekly podcast to understand more about influencer marketing and why it's such a powerful channel when it comes to building trust in your target group.
Every Wednesday, we'll cover topics such as how to build a successful influencer marketing strategy, how to measure the effects, the role of influencer marketing in the overall media mix, and of course, the latest trends and insights on what's up in the influencer marketing and social media sphere.
And we know you're busy, so every episode is right around 15 minutes. Perfect to tune into on your morning walk, during your morning routine, or on your way to and from work.
Join us and our expert guests to stay up to date and take your marketing strategy to the next level with influencer marketing, the world's fastest growing marketing method.
I'm Sanna Oudmark.
And I'm Frida Ekholm.
And this is Influencer Marketing Talks.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of Influencer Marketing Talks, a podcast brought to you by Cure Media, the leading and award-winning influencer marketing agency helping brands grow since 2014. This is your bi-weekly podcast to learn on the latest consumer behavior trends, innovative marketing strategies, and all things influencer marketing in right around 15 minutes. In this week's episode, we will dive into the transformative world of pharmacy retail with a spotlight on Kronans Apotek, a leader in the Swedish pharmacy market together with Anja Fallström, digital marketing manager, and Jennifer Kovacs, head of digital activations. Together, we will explore the booming e-commerce growth within the beauty segment, the evolution of pharmacies beyond traditional boundaries, and how Kronans Apotek is innovating in response to changing consumer behaviors. Plus, we will also uncover the role of influencer marketing in their strategy and the impacts seen from this modern approach. Hi, and welcome to Influencer Marketing Talks, Anja and Jennifer. How are you?
We're good, thank you. We're super excited to be here, but also a bit nervous because this is the first time, but we're stoked.
Yes, it's so fun to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you both here today. And we will explore the evolution of pharmacies beyond the traditional boundaries, which you, of course, at Kronans Apotek are a great example of. So let's dive into it. First things first, I would love to hear an introduction of yourself and your role at Kronans Apotek to our listeners who may not be very familiar with you or your brand.
I can start. So my name is Jennifer, and I'm responsible for a team that we call Digital Activation at Kronans Apotek. And our mission is to increase traffic to our website, strengthen our brand awareness on our digital channels, and hopefully in the end also drive sales. And my team and I, we do this by working with a full funnel strategy that we use in both paid and organic channels, such as performance marketing, SEO, social media, and influencer marketing.
So I'm Anja, and I'm a digital marketing manager at Kronans Apotek. As a digital marketing manager, my responsibility is to develop, implement, and constantly improve strategies to boost Kronans Apotek's brand awareness across digital channels, mainly focusing on the top and mid-funnels activities.
Wonderful. And can you tell us a bit about Kronans Apotek? Because I don't think anyone outside Sweden knows very much about you.
Yes, of course. I will try to keep it short and sweet. But Kronans Apotek is Sweden's third largest pharmacy, and we offer a wide range of products and services within then prescriptions, health, and beauty. And we have around 3,600 employees, so it's quite many. And we have over 500 pharmacies plus an awesome e-commerce, if you ask me, but I'm biased. And we also have a turnover of approximately 13 billion SEK each year. And we recently actually merged with another Swedish pharmacy called Apoteksgruppen. And so now we hold together with them 23% of the market shares and have 2.3 million customers in our customer club. I think that's a wrap.
That's a wonderful presentation. Short and sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. And very interesting, the Swedish e-barometer, a report on the e-commerce sector, actually showed a significant growth, particularly within the beauty segment within the pharmacy category. So I think that was a very interesting part of the report. What are your thoughts on the reasons behind this trend?
Yeah, I agree. I think firstly, convenience plays a significant role. Consumers appreciate the convenience of being able to browse, research, and purchase beauty products from home. But also there's increased awareness of skincare among the younger target groups. They're so much more aware of skincare routines, the importance of sunscreens, beauty trends, you name it, much more than before. And because we are a pharmacy, I believe there's an expectation and trust that our products hold a certain standard. Like when you shop at a pharmacy, it's not just the beauty aspect. It's also a natural stop for high quality skincare. And again, the convenience of being able to combine maybe your prescription with your beauty products while making your purchase is a factor I think matters. And the fact that we are a pharmacy, we have a lot of skincare specialists, especially regarding acne-prone skin, rosacea, and such that can help you find the right products to use for your skin that maybe other e-commerce might not be able to help you with.
Yeah, that's super interesting. And we have a lot of up and coming brands. Like globally, we have the La Roche-Posay, which has shown a lot on TikTok lately, and a lot of pharmacy brands overall, I would say, both younger consumers and older consumers, which is very attractive also due to the price. It's a low price point and good quality.
Yeah, I agree.
So over the last couple of years, I would say pharmacies have become more and more modern, evolving both their communication strategies to engage new audiences, but also to expand into categories beyond, as you said, the traditional scope of prescription medications. What do you believe has driven this transformation from being like a classic pharmacy or offering classic pharmacy products to more beauty?
Yeah, I believe it's due to several factors. And partly, I think it's a transformation that has occurred gradually since the pharmacy monopoly was deregulated in Sweden, which happened in 2009. And I believe that this, like, the deregulation has pushed pharmacies to differentiate themselves and become competitive then by, for example, as you mentioned, like expanding their assortments with new product categories or trying to communicate with new target groups in new ways. And as the competition has increased, which is quite expected since the deregulation, I get the feeling that like more and more pharmacies are becoming like a one-stop shop for health and beauty, or maybe not even just becoming. I think many of them already are a one-stop shop. Then I also think that, you know, the stronger health trend, Anya was talking about it a bit already, that the consumers' awareness and interest in like health, wellness, and beauty has increased. And today, I think there's a broader view of what the concept of health actually entails. So staying healthy is no longer only about like one's medication. It can involve so much more, like exercising, having me time in the form of like a skincare ritual that you do at night, or trying to prevent diseases with the help of your daily vitamins or supplements, etc. So depending on who you ask, I think they will give you a different answer what health is to them, but it's definitely a trend that we see and that I think has affected this transformation. And then lastly, I think like the growing e-commerce has also affected the transformation of pharmacy. So, you know, now we have the ability to reach customers online and we can offer so much like a wider range of products than what we physically can fit in a store. And also we can reach and communicate with our customers in new ways due to digitalization. So I think that also is a big part of it.
Yeah. And as you said, a one-stop shop for more than just one thing. I really agree with that because I do a lot of online shopping. and pharmacies have become like one of my most shopped places, and of course Kronans Apotek, for not only just prescription medications but also, as you said, beauty, vitamins, hair care, etc.
Yeah, definitely. I think that we have like a product range of more than maybe 12,000 products now, so that says something about what the pharmacy where we're going with pharmacies.
Yeah. So there's a lot of changes going on and has already happened. How do you at Kronans Apotek innovate and respond to this changing landscape of both the consumer behavior, but also to the widening of pharmacy services?
We always strive to be data-driven when making decisions. It's important for us to always fall back on data so we can be somewhat sure of our decisions that will generate value for our business. But it's a fast-paced market, so not everything will have data. And in those cases, we must be a bit bold and curious and just test and learn as we go to be able to meet the needs of the consumer. And as the hype around AI has rapidly increased in last year, we try to evaluate our workflow and see where we can use it in the best way to maximize our efficacy. We saw a possibility to use AI within our SEO efforts to create content. And we have built our own GPT, which we train to match the way we write. And for an example, include data from work from our keyword analysis. But since we are a pharmacy, the review process is crucial, but it gives us more time to keep up and even stay ahead with the dynamic landscape of digital marketing.
Yeah, that's super great. And interesting how you use AI. That's a big topic for this year.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I just think it's a very interesting thing to just learn and experiment with.
Yeah, and to make more like work tasks more effective, that you can get like support from it, you can get ideas from it, you can get text from it. It's like an extra colleague often.
Yeah, definitely.
So we are working together, Cure Media and Kronans Apotek. So moving on to the influencer marketing part, what motivated you to integrate influencer marketing into your strategy?
Yeah, it started with that we, in my team, early on identified a need to strengthen our mid and top funnel activities. And at the same time, we also wanted to try to reach a younger audience that we hadn't done before. So based on that need, we began then to look for options to see, okay, what would fit into our media mix and our promotional strategy. And when we started to look at the alternatives, I mean, we knew about influencer marketing before. So that was, of course, something that we thought was interesting to look into. And when we did, we clearly saw that there are so many advantages with that type of marketing. So one of the biggest thing was like the trust and credibility aspect of influencer marketing. So, you know, influencers, they have a built-in trust with their following already and the level of like credibility within their specific niche. So if an influencer recommends a product or service, their audience is probably more likely to perceive it as trustworthy recommendation than if we ourselves as a company would say like, hey, buy our products, they are the best. Because, I mean, of course, we would say it. But if someone else says it, you would probably trust them more. And then we have the part of being able to really get a targeted reach. So, you know, influencers have a very well-defined audience demographic often. And if you manage to collaborate with the right influencers that really aligns with your brand, you can also ensure that your marketing message reached the right audience for you. And that will, of course, increase the efficiency of your marketing spend in the end. And lastly, we saw it as a chance to enhance our content strategy. As influencers, they are content creators. They are like professionals when it comes to create content. And they can produce like original, engaging content that fits like really naturally in with the context of their feed. And they can help making your brand's like promotional message feel much less intrusive and more authentic. So those three things with influencer marketing is definitely something that we thought was a good complement to what we already had in our marketing mix. And yeah, as you know, because we're working with you, but we started with influencer marketing on TikTok as a platform, just because we, as I said, wanted to also try to reach a more younger audience. But we've seen such positive results. So we have decided to ramp it up a bit this year. So now we're also doing it on Instagram, which is so fun.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And I know we have some really fun things coming up. So if you are a listener, you should really keep track of Kronans Apotek, both on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
And you said, you talked a bit about the results. So how we'll also get into that, but how does influencer marketing complement your overall media mix and offerings? Because it's, of course, one channel out of a mix.
Yeah. So since working with the full funnel strategy, we consider influencer marketing to be a very powerful addition to our mix and contributes basically throughout the funnel. So it helps us to boost brand preference and the willingness to buy among consumers. And as Jennifer said, that like a lot of studies show that consumers learn more about new products through peer-to-peer marketing, such as influencer posting on social media, rather than brand-to-peer, especially talking to millennials and Gen Zs. And through our NEPA reports, we've seen a high lift value throughout the campaign evaluation on all our KPIs when comparing the followers observed with the non-followers. And the followers are more likely to purchase products from Kronans Apotek and visit our websites. But other than that, we've also seen that influencer marketing not only drives online sales, but also impact the sales in our physical stores, which is a competitive advantage compared to maybe larger pharmacies that slowly operate throughout the e-commerce. So I think we have a very, as I said, advantage in being both physical and having an online store as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it's very interesting that you can see results from both in-store and online. I think many people think that's impossible to see or impossible to measure, maybe physical, like store purchases. But yeah, it's super, super good. And how do you measure it?
Yeah, we have been struggling with that a bit. But in our last NEPA report that we did, we decided to add a certain question to try to see if we can understand a bit more if influencer marketing can drive sales also in our physical stores. So we added a question to the consumers that said something like, have you bought a product from Kronans Apotek the last X period? And where did you buy it from? Was it the online e-commerce or was it in a physical store? And so that's the data that we use today to see, yeah,
the story.
If they buy and in which channel. So it's nothing more complicated than that. We want to be able to measure it even better, but I think it's, you know, it's always harder to follow it up on the physical store level.
Yeah, definitely. And last but not least, We have 2024 ahead of us. What is your best advice that marketers should keep an eye out for?
Ooh, hard question. But I would say that you should stop looking at TikTok as a platform where you only can reach like the very young audiences, like 16 years olds. I think that it's a platform that like very quickly now evolves and that has audiences that are older. And I think more and more older audiences will be entering the platform during the year. So I think to actually start looking at TikTok as a part of your strategy.
Yeah, and also like try to implement a social search strategy on your platform or all the social media platforms you are, especially TikTok, because now TikTok is not only for entertainment, it's also where the consumer turns to when they're searching for a food recipe, skincare routines, you name it. I would say it's comparable to the new Google, like that's where you turn to when you search for something.
Yeah, super interesting to see where TikTok is heading and how important it is to be seen there as a brand. And especially if you have like a hero product or if you only have one product or your own brands, to really be seen when people search for, as you said, Anya, like skincare routines. It could be a bronzer, which is the best bronzer and how does it look when applying it, or the eye cream, or yeah. You name it, foot cream. I don't know. There's something for everyone on TikTok.
Yeah, definitely.
Big thanks, Anya and Jennifer, for joining me on this episode and sharing your expertise on this topic. It was a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, it was so much fun.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Influencer Marketing Talks. To stay current with our latest podcast episodes, the latest consumer marketing trends, and insightful updates on social media and influencer marketing, make sure you follow us on our social media platforms at Cure Media.